This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Years ago, I met a very, very good friend of mine, a wonderful friend, and we worked in politics together. Now, she does something very important with her life, unlike mine. She saves people. And every year, I try to recognize the great work of this organization called the Zach Foundation, because as a dad with two kids, and we love going to the pool, and we love going to the beach, drowning is a big concern of mine and a lot of people, and it's something that affects all of us, because parents, grandparents, watching the kids at the pool, and you don't want to ever have a tragedy. So I'm very happy to welcome onto the show again, my friend, the executive director of the Zach Foundation, Megan Ferraro. Megan, welcome back.
Good morning, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Every year, I always want to focus on the great work you do, because you just wrapped up something called Zach Camps, where you work to teach kids how to swim and to avoid the dangers of drowning.
Yes, we just wrapped up visiting 20 different boys and girls clubs around the country, providing week-long water safety camps to children ages 5 to 9. And we wrapped up our season in Camden, New Jersey, just across the river, and had a really fantastic week there.
That's wonderful to hear. And I think a lot of people, when they think about drowning, right, they think of probably something out of the movies with a kid flailing his arms, yelling for help. And so there's kind of a relaxed nature a lot of times at the pools, because they figure, well, I'll be able to tell if a child's drowning. That's not the case.
No, in fact, drowning doesn't look at all like it's portrayed on the movies. It's quiet, it's silent, and unless you as a parent have your hands on your children and you can make eye-to-eye contact with them, they really are not being kept safe. We have to make sure that we teach parents and we educate parents that they are their child's first line of defense. We cannot rely on lifeguards, which is a particularly important message as we're headed into the Labor Day holiday weekend.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted you to come on the show, because Labor Day is a time where a lot of us will be going to the pool and the beach. And for some people, summer's closing in that sense. But also, a lot of lifeguards go away after Labor Day. But in many cases, the beaches are still there, right? And people might still go. But lifeguards can also be a major false sense of security, where you think, all right, the lifeguards are there, I'll have a cocktail and sit back and everything will be fine.
Exactly. And we really have to break that misconception that lifeguards are sort of babysitters for our children. They're not. They're there as a layer of protection. But really, you as a parent really need to serve as your child's guardian, ensuring that if you aren't in hand's reach of your child, if you can't visually see your child's eyeballs, they really are not being kept as safe as they should be.
And also to remember, drains can be a major problem. Karen, who's the woman who founded the Zach Foundation, a terrible tragedy in their family. Tell us about what happened to her son.
Yes. So her son, Zachary, who was 6 years old, a really strong swimmer, became sucked to the drain and held underwater in his backyard swimming pool. The drain cover was not properly fitted and secured, and as a result, Zachary sadly drowned. And so the foundation has really worked to educate Americans all around the country about how to ensure that your drain cover is properly affixed to the pool. After Zachary's drowning death and the death of several other children, there was a law passed in 2008 that governs how public pools maintain their pool drains. That law does not apply to private pools. And so for those of you with pools in your backyard, I urge you to ensure that you have a anti-entrapment drain cover secured to your pool, and that you have it maintained and checked every few years.
Megan Ferraro is with me. She's the executive director of the Zach Foundation, and their goal is to prevent drowning, which is still a problem in the United States of America, amazingly enough. And so every year I try to highlight this, and I'm grateful to be associated with this great organization. Megan, Karen's a wonderful person, and she and her husband have worked so hard on this, creating this foundation in their son's memory. And you guys travel all across the country to educate people. But I know you're local. I mean, you're right in our backyard, right outside of Philadelphia. And this is a very important organization for you. I mean, you and I worked in politics together years ago. You're working on presidential campaigns. You've chose to now run this great foundation because it's such rewarding work, right?
It is. You know, I became a mother right when I met Karen and Brian for the first time. I was really inspired by how they have taken this horrible, tragic loss in their life and turned it into a mission to save families and children from the heartache that they have suffered. In the United States, drowning is the leading cause of death for children ages 1 to 4 and the second leading cause of death for children under the age of 14. And somehow that's a fact that goes unknown. And so we are now working with community leaders, elected officials, pediatricians around the country, and we are convening what we're calling drowning prevention action plans in certain cities. So this year we have selected Chicago, St. Louis, and Fairfield County, Connecticut, to convene stakeholders and really develop community-specific action plans. I hope to bring this plan to Philadelphia in the coming years here, but it's a really important way for us to work toward eventually developing a national drowning prevention action plan, something that countries like Australia and New Zealand and Canada have in place. And so for us at the Zach Foundation, recognizing that drowning is a leading cause of death for children ages 1 to 4, we really want to do what we can to make an impact in this space and drive those numbers down.
What do you think is the biggest mistake that parents make, for example, or grandparents when they have the kids at the pool or the kids at the beach? Is there one common problem you see? Is it talking to other adults? Is it alcohol? Is it a combination of things?
You know, it's simply distraction. We know that by and large, most parents are good parents who love their children, and it can be so easy to get distracted for just a moment, whether it's by picking up your phone to answer an email or a phone call, answering the front door, tending to another child who may have scraped a knee. It's so important that in those moments where you can have that brief lapse of supervision, that you pull all of your children out of the water, you bring them into the house with you. You must remember that unless you can see your child's eyes and physically touch them, they are not being kept as safe as they can be. And really, it's up to us as parents to provide that level of security to our children. And it's up to, you know, those of us at the Zach Foundation and other family foundations around the country to share the stories of the children that have been lost so that we can prevent this tragedy from happening to another family. We know that we've had a particularly warm summer. We know that, you know, tides can be really tricky and difficult. And so these things can happen in an instant. And, you know, awareness and education is the key to helping save lives.
I noticed that you partner with some really amazing people who are Olympic swimmers, gold medalists, and that probably, the kids probably must love that, right?
They do. We had Rowdy Gaines, who is a 3-time Olympic gold medalist. He is a board member of ours and a spokesperson. We brought him into Camden last week to spend some time with the kids. He let them all hold his gold medal. He said that when the gold rubs off on their fingers, it brings them good luck. And it was amazing to see the look on the kids' faces looking at their fingers after they touched the gold medal. He swam with them and he raced them and he had such a good time with them, handing them all gold medals for completing the Zach camp at the end of the camp week. And it was really a fantastic experience for the kids and for us as the Zach Foundation. We're so fortunate to be partnered with him and other Olympic athletes, and it's so kind of them to give their time and energy and effort back to kids across the country.
Well, we don't want kids to be afraid of the pool or the swimming. In fact, that's the opposite, right? We want them to swim. We want them to be good at it and not be afraid of the water.
It's true. And so with that in mind, the founders of the Zach Foundation, Karen and Brian Cohn, authored a children's book called The Polar Bear Who Wouldn't Swim. And this book walks kids through what we call the A, B, C, and D's of water safety. And so A stands for adults, never swim alone. B stands for barriers, particularly important that children understand that fences and gates around pools are meant to be respected and that they shouldn't cross them without an adult. C is for classes, both swimming classes and CPR classes. We know if CPR is administered at the site of a drowning, the chances of survival are significantly higher. And D is, of course, for drains, the reason the Zach Foundation was started. A way to teach children to tie their hair back when they're swimming, to not swim near drains at all, and for parents and children to be aware that if a drain cover looks loose or missing, evacuate the pool immediately and do not return until it has been repaired.
And that's all great information. Megan Ferraro, the executive director of the Zach Foundation, keep up the good work. It's very important work you're doing, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rich and Don, and have a great day.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.